Amen. Can we say amen? Everybody awake? Everybody got their coffee going on? Everybody's good? So this is the second part to the power of three. And we're going to go next weekend, we'll be on praise. And then the weekend after that, we'll be on giving. And these are the three things that God is asking from us as a challenge. Amen. Now, it says right here. Now, this is what I was seeking God, and I was seeking him, and I was seeking him time after time. And I was asking God, what is it going to take for some things to change? What is it going to take for us to prosper, for some bondages to break, for some things to be free? Amen. And this is what he said. And so this was the challenge, the power of three. God wants to challenge you to be committed and dedicated to him. 3 months, that's what he was saying. In 3 months, you're going to have a big breakthrough. There's going to be blessings. Amen. Now, I would advise you to go onto our website, and you can download it as an MP3, or you can, you know, right there on the website. But go to the website and get what I just talked about, part one. Amen. And we're going to go to commitment. And so next week, I'm going to talk about praising and giving. Amen. So this is a challenge, but then God is breaking it down for us, and he's going to help us through this, and he's going to empower us through this. What? Because he wants to bless you. Amen. So we're going to talk about commitment. Now, commitment, I want you to understand what commitment is. Some guys do not know what commitment is. Amen? They don't. Commitment is a legally binding exchange of promises, a promise to be loyal to someone or something. That's what a commitment is. It is the attitude of someone who works very hard to accomplish a task. Now, understand that. It is the attitude who works very hard of someone who works very hard to accomplish a task. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Now, if you have your Bibles, go to your Bibles. I'm just putting that up there to help you guys. Amen? Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. We're going to stop right there. Now, some of your Bibles might say endurance. So some of your Bibles might read suffering produces endurance. Well, perseverance and endurance are the same. Amen? So what does it say? It says, also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. So when you're going through something, you might be suffering. Now, if you ever gone to the gym and you ran, or you jogged, or you did some stair type of, right? You, the stairmaster, stair climber, or whatever, right? Step, I don't know. But if you ever done some of those things, right? It's not, while you're doing it, it's not the most lovely thing to do, right? It's not like, oh yeah, this is fun, yeah. Your legs are almost dead, your calves are hurting, your butt is hurting, you're about to fall down, right? So it's not the most wonderful experience to go through. But we must glory in our sufferings, because what? Suffering produces perseverance. See, that thing that makes you hurt will sometimes drive you. Amen? That thing that burns inside will sometimes make you a better person. Now, it's not an easy thing to go through. It's not something that you can say, oh, yeah, cool, this is cool. No, no. But listen, you must understand something, that it will drive you to move forward. It will make you to a better person. It will produce character in your life. See? And character will produce what? Hope. Now, let me tell you something about hope. In the believer's way, hope is the confident expectation and blessed assurance of our future destiny. Let me say that again. Hope is the confident expectation and blessed assurance of our future destiny. So when you're going through something, you're going to produce perseverance because you're going to want to move forward. You want to keep moving forward. Amen. It's going to drive you, and it's going to make your character better. You're going to rise as a person. Let me tell you that. Go ahead and put that power of three picture up there. Let me tell you something. I could not have been here if it wasn't for some of my pain. I could not have accomplished some of the things that I've accomplished if it wasn't for the things that I went through. I went through a lot. I went through divorce. I've went through being homeless. I've gone to jail. I've been about, right? I've gone through some things, and that those things, even this morning, somebody calls me up and they wanted to stir up some of he said, she said, right? And I said, you know what? I don't have time for this. Why? To stir up some things and trying to stop me. But you know what? That empowers me because I'm going to get here. I don't care about what they say. I got a destiny. I got a future to attend. Amen. So you can let all those things that you're going through, you can let them hurt you and beat you down until you're there. Or you can get up and say, what that was meant to, God is going to turn it around and bless me. See, because I've been through a bad marriage, I know what a good marriage is now. It wasn't an easy task. Because I've been through some bad relationships, I know what a good one is now. Amen? Because I've been through some trials, I can persevere forward and move forward and say, those things were meant to kill me, but I survived, and I am stronger now. I am better. God started producing my patience. God started producing my attitude. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But now when things come against me, I am at peace. I don't get like I used to get. I don't get all crazy like I used to because I've been through that, right? And I've learned from it. I've learned from it. Now, God wants to know if you can be fully committed to Him. See, He has already been fully committed to you. He already showed that to you on the cross. He gave you your all to, right? He showed it already. He showed His love for you. He showed that He's all in. He's fully committed. He said, I love you this much, right? See, He wants to know if you can be fully committed to Him. God wants to raise some mighty men and women. He wants to bless some mighty men and women. But He will not be used by people who call, only listen to Him when it's convenient for them. He will not be used. Right? You've been used. I've been used, right? People have used you. People have mistreated you, right? We've been through that. We've been through some suffering. So why do we do that towards God? Now, we started this challenge last week, and then look around. Some of the people did not make it already. It is sad to see how people, they sometimes think, well, God is not working for me. No, no. Listen, you only call him when you need him. And then the next Sunday when he wants to talk to you, you're like, I don't have time for you. Right? That hurts. As a person, that hurts. What if I was to tell you, I don't have time for you? Hey, Pastor David, I'm hurting. Can you pray with me? You know what? I don't have time for you. I have to go eat at Denny's, right? Right? That would hurt. That would hurt. Now, understand this. God wants to bless us. He wants to show you how great he is. Believe that. This is the time and the season that he wants to show his people how great and powerful he is. He wants to do some great and miracle things in your life. He wants to produce great things in your life. Blessings, financial blessings, miracles, bodies in your minds, in your souls. He wants to do these things. He's asking, he's waiting in his throne, looking at his people and saying, come on, I want to do this for you. But you have to be committed to me. You have to. Our God is great. Our God is powerful. He does great things, but we're not seeing them. In America, we're not seeing them. We hardly ever see them. Why? Because we don't hunger for him. We're not hungering for him. You're with him one weekend, and the next weekend, you're not. You got another man, right? You got another person. Now, this challenge is, it's not that hard if you do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. God doesn't want you to be perfect. He just wants to challenge you. Why? Because while you do this, while you're committed to him, he's going to produce some things. What? He's going to produce some perseverance in your life. That perseverance is going to produce a character in your life. And that character is going to produce hope for your destiny. I didn't get to the place I am today by just saying, God, I'm here, I'm not here, I'm there. No. I persevered day after day, trial after trial, pain after pain. I did it. Now, I've seen God worked great miracles in my life. I've seen him work miracles in my body. I have seen him work great miracles in all aspects of my life. I persevered through everything. Are you willing to work hard? Let me tell you something. You can only receive out of it what you have put into it. Don't expect greatness to come out of your life when you are half-stepping. Amen? Are you fully in? Now, just like I told you last weekend, I got the P90X workout routine, right? Have all the DVDs, I have some stuff, you know, some little bit of weights. But guess what? It does not work if I don't do it, right? I have to do it day after day, pain after pain, right? My body ain't getting no younger. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes I'm tired, right? But I cannot stop. I cannot stop. Why? Because I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission for God, and God is going to bless me at the end when I get there. Amen? So you want greatness out of your life? Then work hard. Work hard for God. Work hard. Whatever you do, do it great. Whatever you do, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If I'm doing a job, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. If I'm going to do something for somebody, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. If I'm going to preach, I'm going to preach it to the best of my ability. I'm not going to come in here half-stepping, amen? You guys should have the best out of me when I come in here. Your expectations should be the best out of me. My God wants the best out of me. And so I pray hard. I'm always praying. I'm always talking to God. I'm always, you know, desiring certain things. My God deserves the best out of me, amen? Your hunger for God will determine your blessing from God. Let me say that again. Your hunger for God will determine your blessing from God. How hungry for God are you? See, I used to, when I first became a Christian and I went to church, and then I saw a lot of people just going to church day after day after day, right? And nothing was changing for their life. Nothing was happening in their life. And when I came to Christ, I was hungry for God. I was asking all kinds of questions. What does this mean? Oh, God, where do you have me read? I was praying to God. I was looking towards God in everything, in the mountains. I was looking towards God in the trees. I was looking towards God in everywhere. I was spending time with God. I was just, God, I need you in my life. I'm hungry for you. Give me wisdom. Give me truth. Let me see what you see, Lord God. And he began to do some great things. He began to open doors for me. I've almost died so many times, but because I had that hunger for God, he saved me. And then other Christians at church, they're getting mad at me because I'm getting blessed. Don't get mad at me. Hunger for God. Hunger for God. I'm no one special. I just want more of God in my life. That's it. The more you want from God, the more he will give you. The more he will show you. Your God has it all. Your heavenly Father owns everything in this world. If you put limitations on him, come on, he could do great things. He owns everything. Think about it this way, man. If a rich man owns a yacht and he owns a land, or he owns, you know, a palace or something, and you go to him and he might be your father, and then he's like, look, I got this. You know, what do you want? Right? Think about a king, and he sees his daughter or his son, and they can have everything they want. Why? Because their king is great. The greater the king, the more they can have, right? Our God is the King of Kings. He owns the whole world. Don't put no limitations on our God. He can give you anything in this world. But you got to hunger for him. You got to come to him. Don't go to someone else. Don't go to something else. Go to him. Amen? Go to him. Let's go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So consider it pure joy whenever you face trials, whenever you go through things, because it's making you to be great. Anybody that's ever been great in this lifetime, they've gone through some stuff. They've gone through some mess. There's been some trials that try to stop them, but they didn't stop there. They got up. They fought back. Have you ever seen those Rocky movies, right? I love Rocky. Right? They're beating him up. What about that big old Russian guy? He's beating him up, right? Messing him up. But what did Rocky have? He had that drive. He had that perseverance of not wanting to quit. He kept going. He kept getting back up. He didn't want to stop. He said, no matter what, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back, right? He kept knocking him down, but he kept coming back. They were telling him, stay down, stay down. He's going to kill you, right? But he kept coming back. He didn't let what he was facing kill him. See, anybody that has ever been great and successful did that by dedication and commitment to their accomplishments. You can take that, whatever you want to do in this life, whatever you want to complete in this life, whatever you want to be successful at in this life, you must be dedicated and committed to accomplish it. No matter what comes your way. Amen? Let me tell you something. Talent without commitment is useless. I know a lot of people that have great talents, but they don't put it to work. Ida put her talent to work, right? She put it to work. She started singing. Put your talent to work. Now, there's some people that can preach better than me. There's some people that can accomplish more things than me, but guess what? They don't have the commitment. They don't have the perseverance. They don't have the dedication to do what I do day after day. The pain, the suffering, the hurt, they don't have it. They gave up. And they could have been way great. They have the talent. But talent without commitment, without dedication, is useless. Now, God has given each and one of you guys talents in here. You all have a gift to do something great. God put something within you to do something great. Now, if you don't know what it is, start asking him. Start seeking him. Start praying. Amen? We must be praying to God. We must be reading to God. Asking him, God, what does this mean? Lord, I want to read this. I don't understand this. Right? We must come to church to hear what God wants to speak into our lives. Your hunger will determine your blessing from God. Understand that. James 2:17 says, in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith without works is dead. That was James 2:17. Faith without works is dead. Right? Now you can say, I know God. I believe in God. So does the demons. They believe in God. So does Satan. He believes in God. The whole world right now, when I go to them, they tell me, well, I have God. I have him right here. I believe in God. Yeah, but you're not listening to him. What is he speaking into your life? What does he want to do in your life? Would you let him do it? And they wonder why they're always struggling. God has the answer. He wants to bless you. He wants to. I really believe that. Be committed to him. Just like a marriage, be committed to God. Amen? Be committed to him, just like a marriage. And he will take you places you have never been before. He will show you things you ain't never seen before. He will bless you with things you have never been blessed with. He will do that. But he has to be the one and only. Amen? He wants that. See, God wants to bless you. He wants to break some bondages off your life. He wants to produce miracles in your life. God is good, amen. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. He wants to. He wants to. Understand, he wants to. But you got to be committed. You got to persevere. You got to be dedicated to what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to do. He will bless you, but be dedicated. Be committed to him. Understand that. Be committed to him. He has great things in store for you. Great things. Well, probably not me because I don't know. No. Doesn't matter if you don't have the education. It doesn't matter what your qualifications are. It doesn't matter to him. He'll qualify the unqualified. He will educate the uneducated. Understand that. I didn't have much education to produce an album. I didn't have much education to do half the things that I do. But because of my hunger, and because I wanted to use my gifts for God, I gave him my all. I can do all kinds of things. I really believe I can do whatever I put my mind to. I really believe that. Anything. Anything. There's no limitations on what God can produce for me. I didn't know anything about computers a couple years ago. Nothing. Nothing. I went and bought my first computer about 6 years ago. 5, 6 years ago, somewhere around there. I didn't know nothing about them. I didn't have them at school. I didn't have them. And I began to learn. I said, God, I don't know how to do this, but God, I know you could teach me. I'm going to search. And I had some headaches. I had some troubles. There were times I wanted to grab the computer and throw it across the room, right? Because I didn't know what I was doing. But my hunger drove me. My hunger drove me. And I began to buy some software and I began to learn it. I had no clue how to use it. I began to record. I began to buy a couple of little things here and there and I began to record an album. And then I began to do the artwork for the album. And then I began to look around and see the distribution for the album. Right? Then I got it all around the world. I didn't stop there. I wanted to produce more. I began to make beats. I began to do all kinds of things. I began to learn about computers and how website designing works. I designed our church. I designed other churches that you don't know about. I designed other websites that you don't know about. Then I didn't there. I wanted to know more because I want to use all these things for God. And I begin to learn about photography and videography. And then I produce some music videos. I did it for other artists. I did it for myself. I directed them. I produced them. See, I didn't know anything about this. I didn't go to school for all this. And I looked around school and it would have been $50,000 to $100,000 worth of schooling for what I did. But my hunger for God, and because I said, God, here I am. Use me, Lord God. I just want to be used. Whatever I set my mind to, I'm going to do it for you, God. And he began to bless me with the wisdom. He began to bless me. So there's other greater people that could have been doing these things that I did. There's other greater people that have gone to college, but they have not been fully committed or dedicated to what God was trying to do in their lives. And so they quit. Oh, it's too hard. I quit. That's how we are right now in America. We want a fast type of thing. We want to go through a drive-through type of thing. God, just give me a drive-through blessing, Lord. I need it right now. I need it right now. I ain't got time. I need a drive-through blessing. I ain't got time for church, Lord God. I need a miracle right now. Nah, he wants to prepare something good. He wants to prepare a fully cooked meal. Right? Of a miracle in your life. God don't halfway do it. God does it the right way. Amen. When God blesses you, he blesses you the right way. He takes you all out. He doesn't just give you a 99-cent movie. No, he takes you all out. Amen. Takes you to the movies, gives you a flower, he does everything. He does it right. But we must be fully committed to him. We must be fully committed to him. So, are you fully invested? Are you fully committed? That is the question. That is what God's saying into your life. Are you all in? Tell God, I'm all in. Tell God, I'm all in. See, he's all in for you. He's all in for you. He came down from his throne willingly. He came down, was a baby, right? He walked on this earth. He went all the way to the cross for you, to hell and back, broke some chains for you just to save you. Thank you, Jesus. He did it all for you. He was all in, amen? He was all in. He wasn't half-stepping. He wasn't half-doing it. He was all in. He was all in for you. All in. Didn't take no shortcuts. Didn't take no shortcuts of a beating. He didn't take no shortcuts. He took it all. He took it all, amen? He took it all. Why? Because he loved you that much. Let's stand up. He loved you that much. So he's asking, are you committed to him? Are you all in for him? This is what he wants from you. He wants to speak in your life. Would you let him speak in your life? By praying, reading, and coming to church. Listen to what he wants to do in your life. Months, 3 months. Why? Because he wants to build you up. He wants to make you a great disciple. He's looking for the nation. He is looking for Buckeye. He is looking across the world to make some great disciples. But like all the great disciples, they had to walk with him. They were fully committed. They left it all for him. They left their families. They left everything for him. They were all in when they saw Jesus Christ. They were all in. And they walked with him day after day. They asked him questions. They talked to him. They prayed with him, right? Day after day, they were fully committed to him. Some half weirdo guys with nothing and just low life guys, and right? They were the nobodies. They were the people that nobody wanted. They didn't want him in the church. They didn't want him anywhere. They were the nobodies, the nothings. But they were committed to God. And God began to do a process within them. God began to do some great things within them. And after he was done with them, they were great. They were successful. They preached to the world. They produced miracles. Everywhere they went, they healed in Jesus' name. Everywhere they went, they asked, come on, follow Christ. He's your God. They were not ashamed of what Jesus had done in their lives. They were not ashamed of God because God produced some great things within them. That's what he wants to do with you guys. Each and every one of you guys right now, right here, that's what he wants to do in your life. He wants to produce miracles. He wants to do some great things with your lives. That when you're done in this life, you will leave your mark on this life, in this world. You would have accomplished something great. If your body's hurting, if your heart is broken, if there's some things that you don't know how you're going to get through, or there's some things that you don't know how you're going to accomplish them, I'm telling you, be committed to God. 3 months, that's what he's asking from you. 3 months. Why three? Because three is a number of completion. There were three fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane. There were three crosses. It's three. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things. He was in the tomb for 3 days, 3 nights. Amen. He's asking. He wants to do a great thing in your life. But he's asking you three things from him: commitment, praise, and giving. Today we're talking about commitment. He's asking you to pray every day, to read, even if it's just one little scripture, one little word. That's it. That's all you got to do. Why? Because when you read that, that's going to give you some power. When you read that, that's going to uplift you. It's better than any energy you could ever get, or a monster or anything like that. God has all the power, all the authority. Keep on going day after day. You know why I work hard day after day? Because I'm plugged into God. He gives me the power. He gives me the power to be the man that I am. He gives me the power to be the leader that he wants me to be. Without that power, I wouldn't be nothing. I would be a nobody. But because I'm fully committed to God, he gives me that power. The power to be the husband that I need to be. The power to be the father that I need to be. And to see great miracles in my life, in my family's life, and in other people. Because I'm committed to him. So speak to God every day. Amen? Tell God I'm all in. I'm all in, God. See, there's no looking back. After all the good things that God has done in my life, looking back. There's no looking back. Be committed to him. 3 months. That's all he wants from you. 3 months, and see what great miracles he doesn't produce in your life. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you're going through. Give it to him. Give it to him. Believe in what he said he's going to do. Believe that. Okay? If you don't believe this, if you don't believe his word, then it's pointless. Believe his word. Believe that when he's talking to you, he's talking to you. Believe that. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. Double-minded person is unstable. So you can't be like, yeah, I'm going to do this one day, but then the next day I'm not. No. Be of mind. Just keep on that path. Just like if you were doing exercise, right? That exercise. No. You can't do it one day and then the next day, no. Doesn't work. I do that all the time. Doesn't work. So if I want results, I got to put in the work, amen? I can't half-step it. You got to put in the work. Keep forward. And watch what God does, amen?